It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Studio B in Monroeville. Let's get our crystal balls out here and hope they're not sprained like the guy who had the sprained testicles from the other day. Donnie, who was that?
Jalen Tolbert, who caught the game winner the next play.
Right. I never knew they could be sprained. Did you know that who was the catcher for the Chris Snyder?
I remember him.
Was once listed on the injury report with a broken testicle. What do you do for that? Did you know they could break? What are they, marbles? I didn't know they could break.
A little bit scary.
Yeah, was he in a cast limits? How did that work?
Just put a little wrapping down there and hope it heals.
Let's go, buddy. What's the first game?
Well, wait, I thought he had to go with the standings.
Donnie, you have the games, right?
I have the standings for you. Oh, yeah, you have to go the standings first.
I have the games, but Limits has the standings.
Joe, you thought you did well last week.
Yeah.
You're mistaken. You went 2-5 on picks. And Donnie went 6-1. Both you guys got the Steelers wrong. I also got the Steelers wrong. Joe, I joined you at 2-5 in the record department. Joe, on the season, you're 11-10-1. I'm a horrendous 8-13-1, and Donnie starts 6-1.
Well, why don't we just start it from last week so we all have the same amount of games? But congrats to Donnie. They don't call him Donnie Football for nothing. He's 6-1. Why don't we start in the college ranks, big boy, and you have the
best
in front of you. Give me Penn State.
A 3:30 kick. Penn State at USC. The Trojans at home, a 3.5-point dog.
This one is tricky for Penn State, but I'm going to believe that Drew Aller is going to have a good game and that they go out there and continue their winning ways. I'm taking Penn State to cover. You?
I'm going to go with USC. I think Penn State suffers its first loss on Saturday. I think USC wins the game outright. I also like the hook a lot at 3.5.
Wonder Twin?
Well, as much as James Franklin in big games concerns me, and this is one even though USC is not ranked, I think Penn State will prevail, and it's the Ohio State game we're all looking at that I will be at where I will be upset that Penn State loses.
West Virginia?
West Virginia with an 8 p.m. start tomorrow. They host the 5-0 Iowa State Cyclones. The Cyclones -3 in Morgantown.
Neil Brown, man. I mean, Crowley goes back and forth on this guy, and so do I with Neil Brown. I'm going to take Iowa State's the better team here. They're going to go in there and cover.
I'm gonna follow you with that. I think Iowa State goes in and wins this game. Maybe not easily, but it's only 3 points. I think they get it done.
I've been higher on West Virginia than a lot of people have, and you guys are going against them. I will pick the Mountaineers, wrong team favorite in this one.
Thank you, Twin Peaks. Any other college games? Are we going pro?
The Pitt Panthers.
Well, other than that, yeah.
3-point home favorites against the Cal Golden Bears.
I'm going to stick with what I said when I joined you today, Donnie, albeit about an hour and 15 minutes late, which I profoundly apologize for. Cal suffered a crushing defeat last week. They were 25 points up against the number 8 ranked team in the country. They had a call go against them late, but that's no excuse. Then they have to fly across the country. I think Pitt's going to hammer them in this game. That's a demoralized group of former Aaron Rodgerses. I think Pitt wins by 10.
I like Pitt by maybe 2 touchdowns. I will go with the Panthers. They're 6-0.
I like Pitt too, and Eli Holstein, the Heisman train's going to start rolling.
How about this one, NFL? Come to Joe. Ravens, 6.5-point favorites against the Commanders.
No, I believe in the Commanders. I've seen the Commanders. Jaden Daniels is already a great quarterback. He's this year's CJ Stroud. They may not win the game, but they're going to cover. I'm a big Commanders fan all of a sudden.
I agree. The offense is way too good. They're going to stick with the Ravens, maybe lose, but it'll be close.
Yeah, I think the same thing. Ravens will cover, or Ravens will actually, yeah, I'll go with Washington. I'll go with Washington as the Ravens do not cover. It'll be a field goal game.
What an abrupt reversal by Twin Peaks.
Browns, a massive road dog at the Eagles, 9.5 points.
Yeah, I saw where Jack Conklin is coming back, but I don't think that gets it done. They are a demoralized football team, mostly because every one of them is thinking, are we ever going to win with this guy at quarterback? No, this is just, it's like a franchise illness, like a poison that has made its way through the locker room. They're done, man. They're going to crumble, and the Eagles are going to kill them.
I hope so. I think the Browns will keep it surprisingly close. I'll take them with the big spread.
Yeah, me too. I think the Browns will cover, but they're not going to win.
Bengals.
Wait, did you take the Eagles or the Browns?
I took the Browns.
Okay, so. Yeah. All right, next.
Bengals at Giants. Sunday night football. The G-men at home getting 3.5 points.
Getting 3.5.
Getting 3.5.
I'm going to surprise you here, Donnie. There's big injuries with Tico and Neighbors. But I think the Giants fight. I think they do. I think Daniel Jones has a good game. I think the Bengals win the game, but the Giants cover.
I will take the Bengals to win the game and cover the 3.5 points. The hook kind of scares me, but I think the offense is playing too well.
I will as well. Give me Cincinnati.
Here we go. Steelers, Raiders, +3 are Raiders in Las Vegas.
I'm glad you asked, Donnie. This is going to be a strange game. Something weird is going to happen. It always does out in Vegas. We saw the X-ray machine problems. We've seen all kinds of crap happen out there. Wouldn't be surprised if Russell Wilson came into this game and won it at the last minute. I think Minka's going to have a big game. He's actually going to make a turnover play for the first time since Malzi had hair. Something weird's going to happen, and the Steelers are going to pull out a 24-23 win.
I think a close game as well. I like the Raiders to cover, but I like the Steelers to win the game. I think Vegas will get a touchdown and then 4 field goals from Dan Carlson. The Steelers will put up 21 points in this game, Joe, and I think Justin Fields will have at least 2 of those 3 touchdowns. Steelers 21, Raiders 19.
I'm going to be the most boring man in radio and say there'll be a push at the 3-point spread.
I think
the Steelers are actually going to win by just a field goal. It's going to be a 20-17 ugly-looking football game, but the Steelers improved to 4-2.
Thank you, Chris. I'm going with Chris Peaks for him. We've gone from Wonder Twin to Twin Peaks to Chris Peak. You know him from Pandalair?
I do.
Wonderful man. Thank you, Donnie. This was great. Another Donnie Football Friday. Limits, you did a hell of a job. There were a lot of moving pieces today. You're very good at what you do. Have a good weekend, gentlemen.
You too, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. What's cooking also is a Penguins game on Saturday night, and I think that Blomqvist should play in that game, and I'm going to pick a Penguin win. I picked the Penguins in second place this year, Donnie, and I'm quite proud of that. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 70 today with sunny skies. Thanks to the great folks out here at Studio B in Monroeville, Bowser Chevy. Another great show from Studio B.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.